as we've reviewed in the 180 Clients Bootcamp training, the coffee with Tim, and in this case, the coffee with you meetings, are held for the purpose of providing a comfortable, informal environment where your clients can be around you, have some coffee, have some snacks, be relaxed, and know and trust that you're going to bring them a message that is timely, that they need, that's going to help them have peace of mind, and they'll be able to know either how to respond to what's going on in the world, in their financial world, how to protect themselves, or how to profit from it. And this is done in a way where they know that they can trust that you're not going to ask them to sign something. They know nothing is being sold. And then they look forward to the next quarterly coffee meeting with you. It's something that they want to be a part of as you provide your branded portfolio to them, the binder with the window page with your logo and your company and the handouts. You will notice that they will start bringing that with them to the next meeting and the next meeting, and they'll get a collection of these handouts. Every time we have a coffee meeting, we put the talking points on the page that's provided for you at 180clients.com. These talking points are placed in page protectors. They're already hole punched. They put them in the binder, and they enjoy collecting them. And so, again, clients feel that they are a part of something, and the more they go, the more they feel that they're a part of something. And this helps create the experience for them that they are eager and willing to share with others. Now, when the subject of money comes up in their circles, they're going to talk about you, their trusted advisor, because you are the one helping them have peace of mind. You are the one addressing the current needs and the current concerns that they're hearing about on the news every night. That's what Coffee with You is all about. Your willingness to give and to share and to be with your client. It's building the trust. It's building the loyalty and the longevity. Now, it's important for you to stay with topics that are within your licenses, within your credentials. And with that in mind, I like to keep these Saturday meetings along the lines of personal finance, the economy, and you can cover subjects such as changes in Social Security, changes in the tax laws, anything that Congress is passing, Obamacare, things that concern and should concern your client. And the reality is, if we are not providing them those timely updates in a way that they can understand, in a way that doesn't mean that they have to go buy a product, that they're going to be okay with what they have, you, their coach, are going to help them have peace of mind. If they're not hearing it from you, they will hear it from someone else. They will respond to another mailer they get in the mail from someone else, some other financial planner that's doing a seminar that perhaps is using a bullet point that concerns and scares them, so they go because they want to find out about this super secret about Social Security or tax-free this or that. That is another huge tangible and intangible benefit of these regular meetings. Do you ever get concerned when you don't hear from a client after a while? Well, we eliminate that by seeing them on a regular basis. Now, this first topic that I have provided for you, and in a four-month boot camp, I will provide two or three Coffee with You topics and their talking points and call it a curriculum. But the important thing here is not to memorize a script. The importance is for you to have the freedom and the liberty to take these points, add your own personality, your own passion, and your own heart, and your own words to them. I'm going to go over some points, but I will also provide in this recording, in this podcast, perhaps a sample of how I would speak on these talking points with this first Coffee with Tim in this example, entitled, It's Not As Bad As You Think. Now, the purpose of providing and to share this message is to let them know the truth, really, that they're not going to get peace of mind from the media. So don't waste their time, or they should not waste their time watching every show, reading every email, reading every magazine. They're going to get frustrated, they're going to get scared, and they're going to get confused. But we're the ones to help them keep the calm, cool, collected heads on their shoulders. And they don't have to act irrationally. They don't have to live in fear and wonder what's going to happen next in this crazy world that we live in. Whether they're hearing about what's going on in Egypt or whether they hear about inflation. So with this topic, it's not as bad as you think. We're going to share the truth with them. We're going to share with them that when it comes to the media, if it bleeds, it leads. It is the job of the media to disturb you, to keep you frightened or excited, but they seem to be the extremes. Rarely is there any TV or network show that's going to help your client have peace of mind. That should be our job. And part of helping them have the peace of mind is to really let them know the truth. So the truth is, in summary, in these bullet points, is this. We don't get financial peace of mind by listening to the media, whether that media is a magazine, an internet article, an internet website, or even their favorite network show, whether it's Fox, CNN, MSNBC, what have you. That is not where they're going to get peace of mind. They're going to continue to get fearful and confused by listening to the media, and it is a manufactured doom and gloom. You can go back historically and see with every downturn in the economy and the market, there is recovery. And there are many quotes that you can research that we've heard from the media and even political pundits saying, the world will never be the same, saying the sky is falling, saying it, you know, there's no hope in sight. And that doesn't help. And then actually they're proved wrong when the economy recovers and markets recover. And so we are not to look to the media. Your clients shouldn't look to the media for direction or for any peace of mind or financial plan. The second truth is optimism is important, but more important than that is the object of your optimism. When we hear political pundits saying, well, if consumers would get out there and spend, our economy will turn around. Well, that's not the whole truth. And when economic times get tough, maybe one of the last things we want to do is go out and spend. So what should our optimism be in? It is an optimism of innovation or spirit that moves America, our great country, forward. That's where our optimism is. Capitalism. For more than 200 years, American capitalism has proven its resilience. Capitalism does not fail. Now, when we talk about capitalism, folks, we're not talking, you know, Democrat, liberal, Republican, conservative. We're using an economic term and an economic truth. The freedom to produce, the freedom to innovate, the freedom of consumers to buy whatever it is that they want, which also balances prices as well. Capitalism is what keeps this company. It is the resilience of the American people that should be the object of our optimism. And we want to share that with our clients, Lee, and say, look, we as a people, we are resilient. Look what we've been through. And you can take them back historically, whatever historical moments you want to share with them, no matter how bad it got. Whichever war you want to mention, whatever crash, whatever recession, whatever president, the impeachment of Nixon, the hyperinflation of the Carter years, we made it through. And in a moment, I will share some talking points of how I would share these ideas and these points with our client. And the bottom line is, they will start viewing you as the voice of reason. And they will come to learn quickly that you have a sincere interest and a sincere desire that they would have financial peace of mind. without expecting anything in return. And this is what keeps them coming back. They can't wait for your next coffee with Tim, and don't be surprised when you have several clients calling and asking when your next coffee meeting is, especially the more that they hear in the news, the newspaper, and on TV. They know that they're going to meet with you soon, and you'll clear it all up for them and help them to know the truth and how to either respond, react, or do nothing. But you're going to be the voice of truth for them. The next podcast will be a sample of how I would present these points using my own words and examples and historical numbers as well. Please feel free. You need to add your own personality, your own passion, your own heart, your own touch, your own words. Make it yours. They don't know me from Adam. It's about you and them looking to you as their financial coach.